This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I promise to give you some news on New York City on the trip. We have a neat little update on the Broadway show that I want to share, and also remind you that Wednesday we have a deadline on that great price. So I'll do that here momentarily. To kick off another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Love your feedback. Love to have you join us. Been a bit challenging today with some technical glitches beyond our control at the master hub of the What's On Your Mind radio network. And that is when you call the normal 800 number, you don't get through. You get a busy signal. Some folks have gotten through a couple of times. We also have given out a different number that is a temporary route to get you through today. So jot this down, 651-695-7751. 651-695-7751. Of course, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline 24/7 is answered at 855-200-1776. You can leave us a message there. A number of you have done that. We appreciate that. That's just 855-200-1776. But today you only have an option of leaving us a message. So press 1 and do that, okay? And you can also text Todd. Some of you are weighing in on my question. Dakota Access Pipeline, barring any breaking news, should we stop using this platform to cover it and spreading more of the extreme environmentalism nonsense that comes? I like hearing from all sides, but I've heard everything I think in the way of an argument I think possibly could be said, and I am growing a little weary of it myself, so we defer to the audience on that. And if not that, what? There's plenty of other things to talk about out there, but you can help us choose. Text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Also talked a little bit about the Colin Kaepernick situation. Same thing there. Do you ignore that, or do you allow an opportunity to vent a little, which we've done today, too? Safety Talk coming up. It's our monthly Safety Talk radio program, and we have some great guests today. Don Mosman, Training Director of the Safety Council. Don Ronsberg, Protective Security Advisor with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And also Valerie Fisher, Safe Schools Director from DPI. We're going to talk about workplace and school safety, okay? You hear often about workplace violence, school violence. Too often, they make big news. And so when those happen, what do you learn from them? What do we do differently? We're going to tackle that. We'll look at the statistics, what can be better done to prepare schools and workplaces, and tell you something about run, hide, and fight. It's a new concept the Department of Homeland Security is talking about, and I want to spend some time on that today, too. A lot of resources out there. We'll give you some links, so stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program we call Safety Talk Radio on the What's On Your Mind. All right, let me do New York, and then I'll get to some calls here. I want to just tell you that my wife, Maria, and I are really excited about heading back to New York City for one important reason. New York City's great, but we've been there before, and we love taking people there, so it'll be fun. But it's not so much about New York City and where we're at. It's about who we're with. This is about meeting new friends and spending some time. And we did, versions of the radio. I was not on the show while I was in New York City the last couple of years. And so the show really becomes, let's talk about it right here, right? So we'll have an election behind us and lots of things to talk about. So it really is fun. And it's just meeting new friends, meeting new people. And in our case, we get a chance to show you a city we absolutely love. Now, we know from experience the last few years, this sells out. Our friends at Group Travel Planners secured a great bit of a great schedule, really. Great, all the great things that in other words, you want a great place to go home to at night, fabulous hotel. You want great travel arrangements, the best coach operators, the tour guides. They take care of all that stuff. And they have lined up the best of the best. However, the price they lock in can't last forever. So they sort of do it in 2-week blocks. And so this price we have right now, one of the big ticket items is obviously the airfare, and that price is locked in only through Wednesday. We've had a lot of people inquire, hundreds in fact, and we still have space on the tour. But you need to lock in by Wednesday if you want to be guaranteed that price, which coincidentally enough, one more day, and we added the UND hockey game at Madison Square Garden with Boston College this year. So we have one more day and an extra special event at Madison Square Garden, and the price is still under $3,000 per person. It's $29.99 per person based on double occupancy, okay? And the events themselves that you get to take in, I'm not going to go into all of them right now because it's just too many to mention, but, you know, a Broadway show, 9/11 Memorial and Museum, you have Times Square, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We have guided tours of the 9/11 Memorial Museum, guided tour of St. Patrick's Cathedral, guided tour at Ellis Island. Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is new this year. We do a dinner cruise all around Manhattan Island. We go to Fox News Channel. We go to the Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes, which are fantastic. It just is an extraordinary time. So your meals, most of them included, all your breakfasts, most of your dinners, a few lunches on your own because you're in different places where you can, do I want to go to Little Italy for dinner or lunch rather, or Chinatown? Those things you get to decide. But it's just a fantastic event. Of course, it all culminates Madison Square Garden with the UND hockey team playing Boston College. Will that be fun or what? We leave Tuesday, November 29th. We return Sunday, December 4th. I have an itinerary right here that I will gladly send you. All you need to do is email me, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. Okay? And if you send me that email, I will zip off all the contact information you need for Jason at Group Travel Planners. Jason is a wonderful, this company does a great job. They do big tours a lot, and they make it great. They do. If you want to call Jason right now, you've already got the information and you're ready to book, just call him at 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Jason. Or just send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com. I'll send you his contact information, the itinerary, and everything you need to have a great time in New York City. The one little bit of news I did want to share is that we have been debating which show to take it. And we have secured some tickets for Natasha, which is a big deal. Natasha Pierre and the Comet of 1812. It's basically the store of War and Peace. So it's pretty cool. We got to go because the show is really popular. Now, some folks have said, I'd like to go to Fiddler on the Roof. You'll be able to do that, too. We have an open night for that. You'll be able to do that on your own or any other Broadway show. So should be fun. Scott@flagfamily.com. Scott@flagfamily.com. Send me that email or give Jason a call, and we'd love to see you in New York City. It'd be great. Wednesday's the deadline on this price. After Wednesday, the price goes up, okay? Scott in Mandan on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I know we're probably tired of hearing about the pipeline, no doubt about it, that protest. I haven't listened for a couple of weeks. But anyway, I just got a comment. Everything, I would be willing to bet that 99% of what we have today, whether it be our road, your glasses, your clothes, look around you, just every, you know, turn in circles and walk and look. Everything around you is derived or somehow has to do with oil. So all the protesters, unless they rode up on their horse and they're sewing their own clothes out of leather from the animals that they've hunted, I'm not so sure that they have a right to protest. I mean, I should say they have the right, but with that right, there's also consequences. We have freedom of speech. And I can say anything I want, but there's consequences for the things that I say. And likewise, I think this protest, there's got to be consequences, especially the thousands of dollars that are being spent in law enforcement and not to mention the harm's way that you mentioned. So I'm not so sure that they think about that. And I'd probably be willing to bet that 99.9% of everyone uses oil. So I don't know what the protest is about.
It sure does. It's not about a pipeline because there's other pipelines, all kinds of them, millions of miles of pipelines that get the product to the market 99.9% of the time safe. If they're worried about the drinking water, I keep saying, well, then don't drive because you're a lot more likely to have an accident than you would be a breach of that pipeline and the water affected by it. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is because you made a good point, by the way. Any of them have iPhones? Because any of those smartphones, they're made with petroleum products. You know, and the power it takes to power the, I mean, the amount of power it takes, when you think of all the videos that are watched and all the things that happen in social media, it takes an enormous amount of energy. Well, that's coal, right? I mean, it's a lot of ignorance out there, and I don't know how we go about countering that, but it's a very good point, Scott, on all fronts. Texter says, I'd like to hear more about what's on the upcoming ballot in November. Also like to hear Tom Sawyer talk about the different occupations concerning the unmanned drones. Change the subject. All right, we asked earlier, are you tired of hearing about the pipeline protests? Another texter, for a counter to Gasland, watch Frack Nation. It's very good. A journalist goes back to Pennsylvania where it took place and interviewed people there, not interviewed for Gasland. He's right, it's good. Another texter, judge going to rule first day of the powwow. Everyone better lock their doors that night. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about the powwow, specifically related to some security around it with the Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary in the coming days as well. Another texter, I would say police are getting paid leave when they kill unarmed people and get away with the killing. Oh, I get it. I don't know. Talking about one of our comments earlier. Safety talk when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping, personal pan, hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Appreciate you. Monday edition of the program. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And texting is a little easier today. We had a few glitches with our phone lines. So if you want to text a question, please do 701-226-8503 or call the 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. All right, it's Safety Talk Radio for the remainder of the hour today, and we're going to talk about issues that are important to you because there is going to be a time when something like this could potentially come to you at the workplace, in a school where your children are at. Workplace and school safety, something that we hear often, far too often, actually, in the news about, and start thinking, what if? So today our job is, without something in the news to get you to think, what if? The U.S. now, what if? The U.S. now averages 16.4 large-scale events per year in the workplace and schools. Mind you, pre-Columbine, that was less than 5 per year. It just happens a lot more. Nearly 15,000 people killed from 1992 to 2012 in workplace shootings. Would you have ever thought that to be the case? That's a lot of people. 15,000 people from 92 to 2012. And a violent event usually ends, well, I shouldn't say usually, because 45% of the time it's self-ended, suicide. 45% by a victim or an observer, and 10% by law enforcement. So you want the tools. Joining us to discuss this today, he's back, Don Mosman, Training Director for North Dakota Safety Council. Thank you, Don. How are you?
Scott, good to see you. Good morning.
North Dakota Safety Council means safety. They have a lot of partner members that they work with, and they educate and help and grow their safety programs. And it's a nonprofit entity. They do some incredible work. And there's also WSI, one of our fine sponsors. They're, of course, about making the workplace safer and dealing with the injuries when they do happen, and making sure that those workers are back on the job as soon as possible. We really enjoy this segment with those two great partners. We have some great guests today. Don Ronsberg is here. He's the Protective Security Advisor for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Don, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it.
Glad to have you here. And Val Fisher is here, who is the Safe Schools Director from the Department of Public Instruction.
Good morning, Scott.
We're going to break this up a little bit, start on workplace safety first, then we'll get into school safety in the next segment, and then talk about some tools and some training and things you can do before we're done today. So let's start with best practices, Don. And specifically related to the workplace. What are some things that can be done to better prepare schools?
Well, when we talk about workplace, it really comes down to the very first step is to know where you are, to have a baseline. And the best way to do that, for especially a larger company, let's say 50 employees or more, is, to conduct a security assessment. So that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans, and, have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Winter versus summer. There's a lot of things to consider. And then you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. Exactly what do we do based on where we are, the layout of the building, what type of alarm system do we have inside, what kind of a notification system do we have. There's a lot of elements that come into play. And then, of course, the number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention, right? There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in.
Makes some good sense. So, Don Ronsberg, you're a protective security advisor for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. I wouldn't think workplace violence when I think Homeland Security, right? I'm thinking more along the lines of fighting ISIS and that global war on terror. But I'm glad to know the Department of Homeland Security is concerned about this as well. What best practices do you see out there that you'd like workplaces to think about?
Well, I think Don just covered almost all of them. starting with the assessment. We call them risk assessments because it's not just a security issue. It's also the vulnerabilities and the hazards involved. And when we look at hazards for any type of facility, especially schools out in the more rural areas, there are hazards out there that don't have anything really to do with an active shooter. I mean, if the school is sitting next to a railroad and there's a derailment, what are their plans that they've got developed? You know, do they shelter in place? Do they evacuate? Is there a plume involved? Is some type of a hazardous chemical that they have to deal with, and so forth? So we look at an all-hazards approach, everything from Mother Nature to man-made technological types of accidents and incidents. But we still also tie in the active shooter, the human element, the disgruntled worker, the disgruntled staff member, or the significant other, you know, of one of those who could potentially be, you know, a threat or a hazard to that staff.
What is run, hide, fight?
Run, hide, fight is a methodology DHS developed here several years ago. It is one option. There are a couple of them that are out there being used, but that's what DHS uses. The FBI has adopted it as well. And the run, hide, fight is if you are confronted with an active shooter, no matter where you're at, it doesn't matter, the school, workplace, church, shopping mall, movie theater, and we've had shootings in all of these locations. When confronted with an active shooter, run, hide, fight are the choices that we're hoping, you know, gets across. So if you can safely get out of that building without being seen, then get out. Find the nearest exit. Don't, you know where your exits are, where you can quickly get out. If you can't get out of the facility, if you're trapped or the exit is blocked, you know, the shooter is between you and it, find a place you can go where you can hide. We recommend knowing where safe rooms are in a facility, and a safe room is any type of a room within the building that has a solid door, whether it's wood or steel, that you can lock it from the inside, no glass panels or anything like that. You turn the lights off, you turn your phone off, and you wait until law enforcement responds and can let you out after the incident has been resolved. And then as a last resort, if you can't do any of those two, you have to fight. You have to survive.
Let's talk about that one when we come back here. We're up against the break and chat more. Also, we'll pivot from workplace violence and measures to make your workplace more safe into schools here coming up, too, with our guest on Safety Talk Radio today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Technician? Are you a tank welder? Are you a fabricator, a tester? Are you a sales rep by chance? Are you a tank wash expert? Whatever you have in the way of interest in any of those positions, you might want to talk with the folks at Polar Service Center before you make a career change, because they pay up to $30 an hour for those kind of positions, as a matter of fact. Suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, Titan repairs. You can weld and fabricate, do inspections, that kind of work. And by the way, they do on-the-job training. Some really good guys that have been around the business for 30 years, so they can train you. Some of the vendors, Titan, Haldex, come in and give classes. And younger guys coming into the field out of tech school are trained as they go, too. So the Kildare location needs a wash rack attendant they're looking for there. No experience necessary. They'll train you. So, but again, up to $32 an hour. They have housing allowance in Williston added to those salaries. They have also actual townhome location in Newtown that you can take advantage of. Polar Service Center, give Gary a call. He's waiting for your call right now and get you into one of these spots. They need about four or five folks in Williston, several positions in Kildare as well, and one statewide. 701-495-3592 is that number. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary's the guy. Tell him Scott sent you. Continuing on Safety Talk today, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. We're talking about workplace and school safety today. And before the break, Don Ronsberg was telling us he's a protective service security advisor, rather, for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security about something called Run, Hide, and Fight that Homeland Security has come up with. And you took us through Run, you took us through Hide, and you were just getting to the Fight concept to finish this up, Don. So go ahead and finish.
Okay. Thank you. The Fight option... First off, we understand that that's a bit of a contentious issue, especially when it comes to educators and teachers and other industry. But what we found out is during a lot of the post-shooting reports that came out of not just Columbine, but Virginia Tech, Northern Illinois, and so forth, a lot of the students that were shot were literally shot at their desks or near their desks. And what... the conclusion was when confronted with a shooter that they just literally locked up. You know, they didn't know what to do. And we don't teach our kids to fight. I mean, fighting's a bad thing, and understandably so. You know, we get the teachers involved, we get the principals and superintendents and adults and parents and all that involved. So what we ask is that if the fighting is an issue, you know, the word itself, then replace it with the word survive. How do we teach our kids to survive in those scenarios? How do we teach them to survive when they're at a shopping mall and shots ring out and there's a shooter that they can see down the hallway there? And that's where the fight aspect comes from. It really became evident after the last horrific school shooting at Newtown, the Sandy Hook Elementary School, where they did have very good security protocols established there, and the school was locked, and when the shooter came in and wanted entry, they didn't let him in. So he started shooting his way in, and eventually he was able to shoot his way into a classroom that was locked, and then the teacher, you know, God bless her, having some sense of, you know, trying to keep the kids safe, taking her first grade class and locked them in the bathroom with herself, and then the shooter shot his way into that bathroom, and that's where he shot all those first graders, was in the bathroom. That became evident then, even, you know, to the U.S. Department of Education, that we needed to go beyond a step from just the run and the hide aspect or the lockdown. We needed to do some more training and a little bit more methodology on the surviving aspect.
We have a video that the Department of Homeland Security has done on this that we're going to post before the end of the program on our Facebook page, so you can check this out as well. The stats here are pretty alarming. 45% of these events occur in businesses. So that's where the lion's share of the problem is. 24%, our next discussion is schools, and then government facilities, 10, and then various other locations as well. 70% of them last less than 5 minutes. So, again, to have this kind of information and know how to act is really important, to just immediately have it be second nature, which is why the training is so important. And a lot of the good resources that the North Dakota Safety Council has are very valuable to you as well. And they often happen in small and medium-sized communities where, the police departments, law enforcement are limited by budget constraints or small workforce or longer response times. So, again, having these having these tools front of mind, very important. This training front of mind, very important. So let's talk a little bit about schools. Val, just first of all, from your standpoint, as Safe Schools Director at DPI, give us a sense of the safety of our schools in North Dakota and preparedness for the what ifs.
Scott, we have the incredible opportunity and responsibility to keep 117,542 kids safe. And parents send their kids to school every day with that expectation that at the end of the day, they're going to be reunited with their children. And so we do have an opportunity to provide information to schools, large, small, and otherwise, as to how to stay safe. And as Don talked about earlier, the schools are a workplace, and many of those same factors hold true. Preparation, planning, an assessment of where are your exits, who are your partners, what type of risks could possibly happen, and being prepared and having that awareness so that you don't believe that you are oblivious that this would never potentially happen in a small school. We're not talking necessarily only about school violence or active shooters, but we're also talking about the hazmat and the fact that almost 80% of our schools are less than a mile from a railroad or a highway which carries hazmat materials. And so it's emergency planning of all sorts. It's weather-related. It's community-related. It's student-driven. It's adult-driven. All of those things require Plan A, Plan B, sometimes even Plan C. And so our goal is to work with schools, large and small, to make sure that they have those assessments, the resources are known and available, and they can do what they need to do, unfortunately, if the incident ever occurs.
And Don, what is your experience with schools and things you see from maybe prior to Columbine to where we're at today, how much better we are prepared for the what ifs?
Well, that's all over the board. I mean, when you go state to state, I think, you know, there's certainly, with every year, there's more school shootings. And with more school shootings becomes more awareness, and they're willing to do more. So I would say the percentage of schools that are properly prepared and have a good plan and have worked with their local agencies to prep on that plan is growing every year. Typically in North Dakota, all of our larger municipalities, such as Dickinson and Bismarck and Fargo, those schools are quite well prepared, and they've taken a lot of proactive steps both in the planning and the drilling process. And where we see the gaps is typically the small and medium-sized communities, where many of them, you know, we just completed a grant where we looked at more than 60 school districts across North Dakota, and very few of them, these are all smaller school districts, very few of them, probably less than 5%, were adequately prepared. So that's the message we really want to get out to parents and school board members and even principals, is that no matter what the size of your school, if you haven't taken the steps to reach out to DPI or to us or to both and see what your school needs to do, the time is now. You know, we're the only state that hasn't had a school shooting. 49 states have. But we've certainly had a lot of threats, like all states have had. So far, I think we've been a little bit lucky. We've certainly had workplace and active shooters. We had an active shooter in Walmart in Grand Forks. We had a threat at Bismarck State College. So it's happening here like it's happening around the country. We just need to do everything that we can to make sure that our schools are prepared.
Is it, Val, is it up to the schools themselves to say, hey, we need to do something, or whether we reach out to DPI and sort of find the best practices, or just handle this on our own? Or, I mean, how do we know? Is there a way to say, okay, these schools have it, these ones don't?
Scott, we're in a state of local control, and so each district is responsible to make those individual assessments. If they find that they want an assessment or are wondering about their safety and their ability to defend themselves, we can easily do an on-site assessment. And that's really where our partnerships with the Homeland Security and the Safety Council have proven invaluable, because everybody brings a little bit of a different perspective. But together and collectively, we have been able to help schools make some really good practical decisions in policy and practice change that have really influenced the awareness and the level of prevention and put things into place that are really second nature to keeping everybody safe.
And Don Ronsberg, you as a U.S. Department of Homeland Security official, protective security advisor, how many states are you working with?
I'm assigned strictly to North Dakota here, and there's a protective security advisor that is assigned to every state in the country. Congress authorized those back in 2005. So each state's PSA works in partnership with state agencies like Valerie's and Emergency Management and like Don's company or the North Dakota Safety Council, as many agencies as we can, and local level, and then public and private industry as well. It's really incumbent for the partnership to get developed, because it is such a big issue. It has such a broad spectrum of hazard that we need to have everybody involved. It isn't, you know, you're not an island unto yourself when these things happen, and you don't want to be. You need to have those partnerships developed, especially with local law enforcement and first responders.
There are a lot of resources available to anybody within the sound of our voice, workplaces and schools, on all of these things. And as you can hear from both of these, all three of these guests, lots of best practices and things that have been done. So that's the reason we're talking about it today, and hopefully getting you to think about it a little bit. We're going to give you some resources when we come back after a break here and talk a little bit about the resources that are available. They have if you go to the website, ndsc.org, that's a great place to start, ndsc.org. Home and community link, and there's a programs and training tab there that'll walk you through a number of things. There's also training and services available from the Safety Council, where they do workplace violence awareness at your workplace. They have sessions in communities all throughout the state. Same thing on the planning and management, self-protection and predator awareness. That's very hands-on. Site security assessments, so they do good work. And we're going to talk about some of the more popular programs in those areas when we come back after a short time out on our Safety Talk Radio edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. With our busy lives, it seems we're never home anymore. Imagine the feeling of freedom if your home telephone number could be as mobile as you and your family. Well, now you can with OurOldNumber.com. You can find out all the details at OurOldNumber.com or call them at 800-774-0530. OurOldNumber.com or 800-774-0530. We're talking about keeping our workplaces and our schools safe today on the program. We're talking also about alarming statistics that says this happens a lot more, and while we're blessed that it doesn't happen as much here as it does in other places, it can and has happened. So we want those to be the safest places they possibly can be. And we just wrapped up a discussion about all the different things being done at schools, Val Fisher is the Safe Schools Director from the Department of Public Instruction. Of all the school districts in North Dakota, how many have worked with DPI on a workplace, I'm sorry, a school safety program?
The Emergency Operation Planning Grant over the last 20 months served about 32 districts and 72 buildings. And randomly, we've probably had an additional dozen or two phone calls from schools.
So we're talking, there's what, is there 170 school districts or north of that in North Dakota?
179.
Okay, so of 179, we're talking about 32 we'll just say less than 50 that have participated. So, just maybe word to the wise for parents or for school board members, officials in schools, teachers, family members of teachers, whatever. There's nothing to lose. This isn't a cost thing. This is sort of a we want to help. We want to advise. Right, Val?
Yes. School prevention of violence, whether it be in the workplace or in the school, is not always a matter of having the high-tech bells and whistles. It's really a matter of awareness and prevention and knowing your surroundings. It's a matter of having policies that are very clear and that are enforced. It's a matter of role modeling, and it's a matter of doing a lot of things so that students in particular have that trusted adult and that they are engaged in the school. Because if you have a good school climate and school culture, and students are engaged and they are actively participating in different activities, they have trusted adults, they are apt to deal better with resiliency. They have less conflict management. They're able to reach out and get the supports that they need so that they don't get violent and turn on the people that they are supposed to have as peers.
Don Mosman, I want to ask you the same question. This is going to be obviously a wild guess, but what percentage of workplaces in North Dakota do you think formal training plan in place for the what ifs of workplace violence?
Oh, I would guess probably less than 10%. We have had some of the larger employers in North Dakota that just because their exposure to risk is a lot greater because they have more people. They've reached out to us, and we've trained their entire staff. We've helped them develop their emergency response plans, and some of them are coming along really, really well. But this could happen to any workplace, regardless of how many employees you have or what you do as far as the actual job. You could have a disgruntled person. And what we're seeing is it's not just typically the fired employee or a family member of a fired employee. We've had a couple of off the wall circumstances involving ex girlfriends or ex boyfriends or of employees that get disgruntled with somebody and make threats or carry out events. So that's why you have to have a plan for your employees, irregardless of what type of workplace you have. You have to have a plan, and you have to have them trained.
I'm sorry, a couple of minutes left here. I'd like from each of you some of your suggested training tools that would best help folks. And maybe Don Mosman, we'll start with you first. Go to Don, and then Valerie as well. What training out there, what resources out there would best help people in the workplace or in the school?
Well, at the North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire really library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning, coordinating, and all of those things that you have to do. But I think the one thing that really separates our programs from everything else, Scott, is and all the other providers, is prevention. We really focus on what employers and schools, for that matter, can do on the preventative side to lower the risk that you ever have to need your plans in the first place. And there's a lot of things that can be done. Our program has been now requested in seven states, not just North Dakota, and our program is presenting at the National Safety Council World Conference down in Anaheim, California this fall. So our program has been recognized in a lot of places as being one of high quality. And I'd like to turn it over to Don to talk about some of what DHS is also doing.
We have a real short time left here, so give me your best 30 seconds on it, Don, if you would.
Yeah, if you just go to the Homeland Security website, you can put in the search engine there the active shooter resources, download just a myriad of training materials, templates, videos and things like that. And then I'm going to leave my contact cards with you. My services are free for doing those assessments and looking at plans and things like that as well. So the more we can get that out, the better we're all going to be.
Yeah, so if you want Don's contact information, the Department of Homeland Security here in North Dakota, let us know that as well. Val, Don, and Don, thank you. That's a Safety Talk Radio with a lot of good info. We'll have up on our Facebook all the links they talked about.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.